Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Shut up.
Barry Rosner, the fine baseball beat writer for the Daily Herald.
I don't care about that either. I don't care about any of this. I don't really care about anything anymore, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. He's short,
very,
lies a lot, half his stuff is made up, never gives me a good golf pick. Other than that, he's a pretty good guy.
Lawrence, I'm glad you got away from Bernstein. Honest to God, what a gift for you. What a gift for you to have escaped that nightmare and to now be with Matt. And I hope both of your lives are so much better now than they were before.
And author of wrote the book for Ryan Sandberg, too, by the way. Very readable book.
I want to say thank you to friends like Barry Rosner, great writer and good friend. It's fun talking baseball with you, Barry.
Barry Rosner.
Seriously, why are you guys bothering me? What do you want from me? I think I've made it clear that I don't really want to participate anymore. And yet you call and you call. I'll say it again. I love Tanny, but I don't understand why he just won't leave me alone. Seriously.
Spiegel and Holmes.
So long, everybody.
Afternoons on the Score.
We don't like having to call Barry Rosner. But we like calling Barry Rosner.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the thing about
this. All evidence to the contrary, right?
Well, you know, you could say no a time or three. Actually, you do.
He has.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a really good
point. You know, I really like not being a public figure anymore. I love being a private person. I really just want to be left alone more than anything. But I've really come to accept that you guys won't accept that. So here I am. What can I possibly do to make your lives better?
Well, here's the thing. The Blackhawks are good. Like, they're really, like, legit good and interesting. They seem to be well coached by a guy who's done it before. We've known about Connor Bedard, and he has a huge night last night with the A on his sweater, and you need to speak to that. But they also have, like, a hot young goaltender who seems to have kind of transformed some things. And I have it on pretty good authority that the one sport you do pay attention to, the one sport that you actually care about as a viewer for the most part, is hockey. So you played it for a long time. You've written beautifully about the Blackhawks. For God's sakes, we wanted to call you and see what you think of this batch and what they're doing.
Well, you used the word interesting, and I think that's the best way to describe it. It's really interesting to watch this young team. I don't know if what they're doing right now is sustainable this particular season. But it's fun. It's really interesting, and it's, you know, it's really cool for Bedard not only to have the A, which I you know, look, he's trying to make the Canadian Olympic team, and right now they're going to have a hard time keeping him and Celebrini off it. But that's what I think the focus of a lot of players is right now. It's also a condensed season, so there's a lot of games. Points are up for grabs. I was watching third period at Toronto last night. Toronto-St. Louis, they were both playing like it was a game in March, a three-point game in March. It's crazy what's happening right now. But in particular for Bedard, I think it's really for me, it goes back to Mark Messier last year when he absolutely trashed Connor Bedard. I thought a lot of it was unfair. I thought some of it was fair. But I thought Mark Messier, wow, Mr. Big Balls. You know, what, have you ever criticized Patrick Kane in your life? Patrick Kane has played 19 years without meeting his own goaltender. I mean, he meets him at the banquet at the end of the year, introduces himself. He's a 70-foot player who people call the greatest American of all time, which is tragically stupid. Chris Chelios is by 5,000 miles the best American player of all time. But, you know, Kane has gotten away with it forever. Nobody criticizes him. Here's Connor Bedard on a terrible hockey team trying to make something happen. Yeah, he's on the wrong side of the puck a lot last year. But if he didn't score or wasn't involved, they weren't going to score. So he's torn between trying to do the right thing and trying to create some offense. Messier absolutely destroyed him. I thought some of it was legit. Some of it was very unfair. So he goes home in the offseason, does not go play at the Worlds. Celebrini did. Bedard did not. He went right to work. He got thicker. He got stronger. He got faster. His feet are better. And that's very hard to do. You know, but he's 20 years old. I mean, can we remember that? He's 20 years old. He's going to reach his physical peak in 10 years. He's 20. I think what he's doing amazing. He's still doing a lot of it on his own and a lot of it on the fly. They don't really have a lot of zone time as a team. They're not very big. They've got to get bigger. They've got some great players coming. They've got six or seven guys coming. I mean, in a year or two, this is going to be really fun. I don't know if it's sustainable this season, but it sure is fun. They're much better defensively. I think that's probably a credit to Jeff Blashill. They're bigger defensively. They're not mean enough defensively. I'd like to see them punish some people when they have the opportunity. But, you know, the neutral zone is still a little bit of a problem, and that's why there's a lot of dump and chase. But the dump without the chase is just a big dump. And, you know, they don't really retrieve a lot, but they've got some, you know, they've got some good annoying players who are in there trying to do those kinds of things. They team's got to get bigger. But I'll tell you what, it is interesting. It is fun. I find myself sort of looking at games sometimes the way Dennis Hopper did in Hoosiers, when you would just see him smile, when he would see the kind of things that Gene Hackman was trying. And that when I see the young guys make mistakes, I think, well, that's going to be interesting at the video session tomorrow, because they do make a lot of mistakes. But, you know, look at Leshinov, who I thought was going to be sent back to the AHL after three games. That's how bad he was. And the last four or five, he's been terrific. I mean, he's still, look, his footwork is awful, and he's got a lot to learn, but he's 20. And I don't even know if he speaks English. Oliver Moore all of a sudden realizes he's the fastest player on the ice. And he's like, okay, I'm going to be the fastest player on the ice. And it's very entertaining to watch. I love what's happening, and I'm very encouraged about what we will see in the next year or two or three.
If they're going to maximize Bedard, and I think we're seeing a ramp up in productivity with him, what type of players need to be added, or are the players on the roster now and they just need more ice time?
I don't know that he's got two wingers on the roster now who really can see what he's thinking and be where he needs them to be, or to get him the puck when he needs the puck. That's a big problem. He never has the puck. I mean, it is amazing that he produces the way he produces when he never has the puck. It's just, it speaks to the extraordinary skill that he has. That he's able to get shots away in traffic the way that he does. That toe drag wrist shot, my God, I've never seen anything like it. Maybe there has been one, but I can't remember one. Lawrence, I think they need, I mean, look, Burakovsky seems to be getting it. It kind of feels like he gets it, but I'm not sure that he can react quickly enough, but he could be a guy. But they've got to get someone big. Maybe it's one of the guys that are still overseas. They got to get someone big to play on that line. I mean, Frank Nazar could play with them, but then you got two jockeys on the same line, and teams take liberties with them, you know, all the time. So they've got to get some size on that line for him. Someone who's going to go retrieve pucks, someone who's going to be in the corner. I hate to see Connor Bedard doing that. He does it. God bless him for it, but he's going to get killed in there. So, skill and size, Lawrence, hard to find. You know, there's not a lot of Al Secords or Todd Bertuzzi's or Cam Neely's or people like that. I'm name the power forwards in the game today. I don't know how many there are. There aren't very many.
Barry Rosner.
Well, at least the Blackhawks do have a Bertuzzi, though, so that's good.
Yeah, but, I mean, just have one. How many Bertuzzi's do you need, Barry? Your thoughts. How many? Big pile of them?
If you're going to have one, three would be good. I'd like three. Two who play like the current Bertuzzi and one who's actually Todd Bertuzzi, who could beat the living hell out of anyone and also score a lot of goals and had great hands. But, yeah, I think, Lawrence, that's the thing. They've got to get some size on that line for him. But you know what? They're doing a good job with this. I mean, they are collecting players, and they've got some coming that you are going to love.
I think they have a goalie, Barry. This is what I keep thinking about, is like Spencer Knight, who was the last first round pick by Dale Tallon as GM of the Florida Panthers, by the way. Spencer Knight is having kind of a breakout here, as he's ninth in all of the NHL with his goals against average. He's been really, really good. I want to know if you feel like they've got a goalie and what that does to a team. If they think they've got a goalie, what that can do to a collective confidence?
Well, it changes everything, Matt. I mean, if you know you don't have to be perfect back there, it sure takes a lot of pressure off you. He's been phenomenal. I absolutely think they have a guy now, and that's key. What's his save percentage, like 925 or something like that? Incredible. They're
924, you know, second to Logan Thompson of Washington in the NHL.
Yeah, I don't know if that's sustainable either, but wow, he's been good. They're fifth in goals against, but like 29th in shots allowed or something like that, which explains the the save percentage. There's a lot of things here where if you're watching the games, you kind of think, I don't know if they can keep doing this quite this way, but maybe they can. Who knows? Maybe they'll threaten a playoff spot this year, but Knight's been great. Don't forget, he was the MVP of a U.S. team that won the world championship, that won the gold medal against Canada in the World Juniors. That is a very, very big deal. You'll never come under more pressure than that. Anything you do after that, it will feel pretty normal, even if it's a Stanley Cup final. That's how big that is, the World Junior Tournament. So I think they've got their guy. Whether he can continue to play at this level all season, I would imagine he'll have a time or two where it's not going to look as pretty as it has, because it's just really hard to do. But he's been very good.
Hey, Barry, we know you don't like baseball anymore. You're done with it. That's fine. You don't want to host Hit and Run. Lawrence has hosted Hit and Run more recently than you've hosted Hit and Run, as a matter of fact.
But you know what? I actually hosted Hit and Run with Barry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, one of the many, many times that you chose not to show up for work, Matt, Lawrence came in and we had a nice time.
Of course you did.
A very nice
time.
Well, I
That's
wish... when both teams... That's when both teams were really bad, too. Those days of hit and run were not very pleasant.
It was a grim moment.
Although I strain to think of any time I ever had at that station that was pleasant. But
hey, we're not talking about management. We're not doing that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. There
Are
is
you
a
sure
baseball
that I
thing
can't,
that we want to.
Because really, I.
No,
know,
you're good.
I can't be.
You're breaking
I can't
up,
be
Barry.
Canceled.
You're breaking
I can't
up.
Be canceled.
Yeah, we can, though. You're breaking up.
Well, there's a baseball thing that we want to ask you. And look, this isn't. We won't get into specifics. Like, we won't talk about, I don't know, the Cubs situation. But let's just say, hypothetically, if you had a pitcher that was a decent enough pitcher, but you felt like you could do better. So you decided that you weren't going to pick up their option, and then they decided that they weren't going to pick up their option, and then you decided, well, I'd like to get something for this pitcher, so I'm gonna give them the qualifying offer. And then the pitcher's like, man, that qualifying offer seems like a really good deal. I'm going to take that qualifying offer now.
Uh-oh.
And this is just hypothetical. Like, we're not talking about anyone specifically, and definitely not someone named Shota Imanaga. But if this were to happen to a team, wouldn't it seem like perhaps they misread the market on what the player was looking for, and maybe now we'll have less money to do the things that they actually wanted to do this offseason?
That's a
Your
really,
thoughts.
Really good hypothetical there, Lawrence. That's excellently put.
Thank you.
This is hypothetical involving no Chicago team, I assume?
Yeah, no.
Correct. Yeah. Just throwing it out there as in, Speaks and I were discussing it, and it's not specific to any team, the Cubs, but it is something that we did want to get your opinion on.
What is a qualifying offer now?
$22 million, Barry.
Oh, Lord. And what is the threshold for the salary tax or whatever they call it?
Oh, yeah.
Now?
They're still like, I don't know, they're $51 million away from the first apron or the first, the first
hypothetically.
Threshold. Yeah, hypothetically. Yeah. It's just, I don't know if they have any more money to spend on another big righty power arm. Hypothetically.
Wow. Well, that sounds like somebody really screwed up is what it sounds like to me. I do not know, honestly, the name of the person you just mentioned, which is hypothetical anyway. And of course, we're not talking about any specific team. But that sounds like somebody really, really messed up. So, was this a player that they could have traded at some point, or did they need him in order to get to the playoffs this year?
That's a great question. It's a good question. They did have him. He did help him get to the playoffs, but it's sort of telling that in, the most important playoff game of the year, he was healthy and rested and warming up in the bullpen, and they chose not to use him in any of the 9 available innings as their season ended. That seems sort of telling.
So what would be the possible explanation for qualifying then? Thinking that he absolutely was not going to take it?
That's the way that it feels, that they were thinking, oh, he'll go get a 2-year or 3-year deal somewhere else.
And so he's now they're
like,
stuck.
No, I like this money that you guys offer me for this 1 year.
Yeah. So now they're shackled to him. Yeah.
So now they're stuck. Wow. I've seen people get fired for stuff like that. For me, I mean, that's a big mistake.
If that's how it went down.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Right.
Yeah. Hypothetically. So what other options did they have then? I mean, when it was still, like I said, the first thing that comes to my mind is why didn't they trade him?
Yeah, they didn't, and now, I mean, they still could on the qualifying offer, but, you know.
They could.
It's doubtful it that they like, will.
Like, in this scenario that we're painting, not a real one, but in this scenario, it does seem like maybe there was a miscalculation here. But that's neither here nor there. There's one more thing that we want to share with you. And it has to do with what
I guess we're done with hockey, so that's okay.
Hey, man, you got a lot of hockey in. You helped us. We helped you. We put you on the air, which you pretend you don't want. You know what I mean?
Wait,
and then
you helped me.
Oh, no.
Help me.
Actually,
quick speaks. Please take that back.
Yeah, no, let me take that back. We didn't mean to help you. That's our bad. Here's one more. So Ben Johnson has been saying this thing, Barry. We need you because
he's the coach of the Bears, Barry.
Yeah, he's the coach of the Bears.
That's a good point, Tanny.
You know nothing about everything. That's our favorite thing about you. You don't know anything about everything. Ben Johnson's been using this when he celebrates with his team. He's been saying this to his team. It's very exciting. It's very rousing. People love it. It's kind of cool. We discovered that
that's Billy Williams from his Hall of Fame speech.
Bam! Bam!
Is that like a big thing going around right now, or that's just a Bears thing, or what?
That's the Bears thing, but you know it from the original Chicago media source. This is why we called. You know it. So here's Billy from his Hall of Fame speech. Hell yeah.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest until the good is better and the better is best.
Is that beautiful? Your thoughts.
I love Billy Williams. You guys probably never saw him play. Man, you'll never see a more beautiful swing in your life. And what a nice man. I hope he's doing well. Ben Johnson doesn't dance in the locker room like Matt Nagy, right? Because when Matt Nagy was dancing in the locker room, the Chicago media anointed him Vince Lombardi because he danced in the locker room with his players. I thought that wasn't that big a deal. I thought being Vince Lombardi was a big deal, but dancing in the locker room was a big deal. Of course, many also thought that Trubisky and Fields were going to the Hall of Fame. So sometimes you got to be careful. What's the matter, Matt?
I might have been
positive.
You have
to be careful where you, I might where have been you, positive where you about get your some of those information people. From, I guess. But I've seen some of the Bears. I really like Caleb Williams. I don't know that he's much different, really, than he was last year when I watch him play. But what I feel like is happening – and again, this is, I truly don't pay that close attention, but I kind of feel like Caleb Williams is trying to do some of the things that Ben Johnson wants him to do. And I think that Ben Johnson is kind of accepting of the fact that there are certain things that Caleb Williams is going to do, and he's going to have to let him do those things if he wants the player to be a great player. They're also... I'm also not sure what they're doing is sustainable, but again, I do not consider myself well-versed in what's happening.
Barry, we love you, and we are so happy that you made time for us. And sure, we did a bait and switch and said we're going to ask you a little bit of hockey and throw in some other things, but that's the only way we can get you on the air these days, so you got to forgive us for that. We were just trying to give the people what they want, and what people want is more Rosner. So we gave it to them.
I don't believe that for one second, but whatever. It's always, how can I put it? Always annoying to hear from you guys. But, you know, if this kills a segment for you and it makes your day a little bit better, then, you know, I guess that's good for you. I don't know who else it's good for. I doubt it. I know it's not good for me. I doubt it's good for anybody listening, but it's good for you guys. And so great. I guess you'll just keep doing it whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, I guess so. Peoria Matt said the segment was very listenable. So that's good. Thank you, Barry. Oh, you're the best.
You're a treasure, Barry. We love you, man.
See you, man.
All right. See you, boys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.